Extract 3. You overhear a woman showing a friend one of her childhood photos. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Is this a picture of your family on a camping holiday, Sarah?
Yeah. I came across it recently when I was clearing out the cupboards. That's me in the centre. It was my 4th birthday, I think. I love it. It's just a fragment in time, isn't it? Shot almost by accident. But it's much more intriguing than any carefully set up photo could be.
There's your parents and uncles and aunts in the background?
Yeah, all smiling. You'd never imagine they didn't get on, would you? Anyway, I didn't notice at first, but now I do recognise much of the stuff that followed us around on camping holidays. The battered saucepan, the old flask that's now in my garage gathering dust because I can't bear to part with it.
I guess every family has its own collection of familiar objects like that, the flotsam of life.
Yeah, but now I see them as old friends, and that's got me looking around my house in a different way, imagining my young son feeling like that, looking fondly on our stuff as mementos of our shared lives together.
Is this a picture of your family on a camping holiday, Sarah?
Yeah. I came across it recently when I was clearing out the cupboards. That's me in the centre. It was my 4th birthday, I think. I love it. It's just a fragment in time, isn't it? Shot almost by accident. But it's much more intriguing than any carefully set up photo could be.
There's your parents and uncles and aunts in the background?
Yeah, all smiling. You'd never imagine they didn't get on, would you? Anyway, I didn't notice at first, but now I do recognise much of the stuff that followed us around on camping holidays. The battered saucepan, the old flask that's now in my garage gathering dust because I can't bear to part with it.
I guess every family has its own collection of familiar objects like that, the flotsam of life.
Yeah, but now I see them as old friends, and that's got me looking around my house in a different way, imagining my young son feeling like that, looking fondly on our stuff as mementos of our shared lives together.
That's the end of part 1.